Welcome to
The Pop Date with, I'm Luke.
And I'm Jake.
Hello, and today we'll be talking about, first, starting off with a review for Army of the Dead, a Netflix film directed by Zack Snyder. We've got something to tell about that movie.
Our boy
Zacky. Then we'll continue on to the Friends reunion episode. It was recently released here on Dutch television as well.
Yes.
We saw it, and we're going to share some opinions.
Not watched much Friends in my life, but I get the concept, so.
What a friendly start.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, yeah.
And then we'll end a little update with what we think might happen in the Loki show releasing soon on Disney+.
Yes, it's going to be a storm of an episode.
Army of the Dead, let's go.
Army of the Dead, more like... What did I call it? Refugees of the Dead. Essentially.
Did you call it that?
It was something like that. It was funny, though, I swear.
I can't remember when I said it.
But look, there is no Army of the Dead. This isn't really a zombie movie. It's not really a heist movie. It's really bad. It's quite bad. No, but so let's little recap of the story. I just did some aggressive, like, air quotes.
Quote, unquote.
So the story is that Dave Bautista used to be, I guess his job was a heist guy.
He used to work in the military.
Yeah, but then he became like a heist guy because, you know, the Japanese guy who hires him is like
Mr. Tanaka. Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of says like you need to get back in the game. So it's like he's retired from being.
Well, I think he helped with the evacuation of Las Vegas before they shut the city off. I think that's shown in the introduction of the movie.
Makes sense. And that was the best part of the film, and I wish that was the whole film.
The whole introduction, Viva Las Vegas song.
Viva Las Vegas.
Exactly, like that. Please do the full song next time. We'll release the Burke cut.
Oh, absolutely not. But yeah, so that prologue was really cool.
It's the best part of the whole movie,
yeah, for
sadly.
Sure, for sure. Yeah. But also the bit before the prologue with the roadhead.
Yeah. Funny side note, but what, if you want to call it funny, the whole movie happened because of roadhead.
Yeah, it's not funny.
And if you don't know what that means, you're too young to be watching both the movie... And this clip.
Yeah, don't listen to us. Don't listen to him especially. And don't watch Army of the Dead. It's a waste of your time. So that, even that part though, was besides from the roadhead bit with the soldiers like talking to each other, kind of just introducing you to the mystery and how the zombie outbreak actually started.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. It was terrible dialogue, but it was at least like it was a fun little scene.
Yeah.
You saw some aliens in the sky.
There was flying saucers. Yeah, I didn't even notice them when I did my first viewing.
Yeah, me neither.
You pointed them out.
Yeah.
I watched back on YouTube. You indeed see the two
flying
aircrafts. And they also mention Area 51. So it is a pretty fun introduction to the origin of the movie.
It's good world building at the end of the day. Like, it's hard to world build in a zombie film. You know,
there are multiple interesting concepts, like aliens and even robot zombies.
Yeah.
Those concepts would have made a much more fun movie than what we actually got, which is pretty sad because, well, the last movie we reviewed from Zack was Justice League, and
mm-hmm.
that's, in my book, still a masterpiece. And then we had this, and this is, well, far from a masterpiece.
Yeah, this is the opposite side of the road. Look, Zack, I think I said it in Justice League review, but if you look at 300, look at Watchmen, look at Dawn of the Dead. I mean, it's a much, much better zombie movie, for
mm-hmm.
one. It's not as like epic in scale. It's not as huge and blockbustery as Army of the Dead, but it's just a much better movie. But the thing with Zack is you look at, like, he has all those great films, but he also has Legend of the Guardians, The Owls of Ga'Hoole.
Oh, yeah.
He directed that. We both have a different opinion on Batman v Superman, but he directed that.
Ultimate Edition.
Yeah, I don't think it'll save it, but... and, you know, he's really hit and miss, like, when you actually look at his resume. And obviously, this is a huge, huge, huge miss. But my point is, 300, he can direct action, he can direct huge battles, he can direct all this stuff. You know, he can even direct good character pieces, in a way, if you look at...
Dynamics.
Like Man of Steel. But then he screws up quite often, almost as often as he does well. And this
Dieter,
fucking Dieter. Oh my god. I've never seen a more cringy comic relief character in a film.
That might actually be true.
For a very long time.
Like, for someone who's supposed to be so smart regarding just, you know, vaults.
Yeah.
Because it's not just something you can teach to the nearest bimbo you can find, basically.
It's difficult stuff, yeah.
So in that case, he's pretty smart, but he doesn't know how to use a gun. He doesn't know how to, you know,
not socially, scream in the middle of an apocalypse. Is
not
the apocalypse?
Be the most, not deliver the most girly scream I've ever heard.
Yeah.
From whatever gender. Just.
Yeah, no, exactly.
My ears were bleeding.
It's horrible, and it's just like really cringy, like Joss Whedon-y
almost
stuff. And almost, the thing is, you don't really get that for the rest of the characters. Like, Tig Notaro is. She kind of leans towards that sort of like comedic effect position, but
it's like an actual person.
Yeah, she's fine. Like, she isn't unbearable.
No, definitely not.
You know, and I didn't even notice that she wasn't, you know, acting with anyone. She was digitally.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I saw that one. She was digitally inserted into the movie.
Yeah, yeah, because Chris D'Elia? He's being cancelled right now, let's put it like that.
Okay.
So they digitally put her into the film in every one of his scenes, and I didn't even notice. But
yeah, let's continue, maybe. I want to go back to, I mean, the zombies. They're supposed to be the biggest part of the movie.
Ugh.
And there are different classes of zombie, which was pretty interesting.
There's two. Let's not be around the bush. There's two.
Well, there are the ones who dried up in the sun, who are mentioned that we should see them in rain, and they we never see them again.
Exactly.
They were just the runners, basically.
Yeah.
We have the zombie tigers, which...
Well, we had one zombie tiger.
I think one or two. I think it was supposed to be two.
If it's two, they just copied and pasted the model. Like.
True. I mean, we did see one. I'm not sure about the second one. It might be because of the VFX thing I heard somewhere. We had one. It was pretty interesting to see. It was pretty cool.
Oh, it was amazing.
First of
very
all,
badass.
Maybe just very underused because they killed like one guy.
And they're just like... Look, I was watching somebody else talking about this. I think it was Half in the Bag, Red Letter Media, shout out. and they make a good point, which is that this movie is basically Aliens. It's just essentially just Aliens. They've just done the same exact thing as what Aliens did. And a good comparison of why one works and one doesn't is in Aliens, there's a xenomorph scene where one comes really close to the character and it's like, you know, this is a character who betrayed them and they're going to die a horrible death. But the death is over like that. Like, he just gets killed. It's a terrible death, but it's not like...
You don't see it.
You see it for like a tiny, like a split second, you know, but here, how long? It's like 2 minutes of just as tiger
dude
zombie...
getting...
Mauled by a tiger.
Mauled by a tiger.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it was a pretty... cool. See, like, the ending. Like, the ending shot.
Mm.
What you basically could see, maybe if, you know, you see the guy come first contact with the tiger, and then you cut away.
Yeah.
Now we have our main cast escaping, and then you maybe see, like, at the end, like, his head is all chewed off. Like, his face is all chewed off. It would be pretty, for cinematography, be great to see, like, just his body laying there with the face chewed off. You like, you still recognize him.
Yeah.
And the tiger is just laying on the car next to him. That would be pretty...
that would be great. And it'd show, like, some personality to the tiger. You know, just
showing
it. He
did the stunts
like
himself. That was pretty good.
He does what to himself?
He did... The guy did the stunts himself, the actor.
Oh, right. The one who got mauled. Horribly.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
It was a pretty cool scene overall, but just dragged on way too long. Yeah, some...
dragged on too long. It's just... Look,
it's just like the slow motion. Some things can drag on way too long.
Yeah, exactly. And there's so much slow motion, oh my God. Which I don't mind, to be fair, but...
if it's done good. If it's done well, I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Then it's...
And look, Zach's always good at that stuff. He makes his shots look great. Except for this time he chose to go with a really weird lens, which made everything super out of focus. And it just is so...
It worked in some moments because, you know, like stressed, high adrenaline, you don't know where to focus. That was good.
Yeah.
But also other scenes like... You know, I felt my contacts were, like, all fucked up.
Exactly.
I wanted to almost, like, get them out of my eye, clean them up, and put them back in. Like, oh, no, wait, it's just the screen.
It's just how it looks. So I was like, oh, my God, is my stream messing up? Oh, no, that's just what it looks like.
Oh, well.
The zombies. They were not different to any zombies from any other zombie movie, except for the fact that they had a superior class, which were clever.
Athena was pregnant.
Is she the one who got killed?
Yeah, the queen. She's called Athena.
Okay, nice.
And the guy is called Zeus in the living Olympus. So, you know, the Greek mythology references are, you know...
But there isn't any, like, it's like a school
paper. They only have the names.
Exactly.
Because, like, we know that Zach told us they had these names.
Yeah, and he probably only remembered them because of Justice League. He's like, oh yeah, I want to do some more stuff with Zeus. And
well, I think he did some stuff with Greek mythology before. He's just a big fan of the mythology. So to insert it in a movie with Rebirth, basically from a new race, you know, the zombies can have sex.
Yeah, look.
Zach also described how they have sex, and I will not mention that because we...
I would not like to hear that. Look, we're getting into like Zach's own brain stuff right now. Like he always has logic for everything he does. But if you don't communicate that logic through your film, then it's
you may do as well not be wrong. There. Yeah.
You may as well not have that logic. And these zombies are not intelligent. Like they're not godlike or anything. Like they just scream and scowl at the main characters a couple times and get angry and do stupid things, which you'd think they wouldn't do if they were cleverer than normal zombies. Mm-hmm. Why do they all fight them one by one? Why do the generals or whatever fight the humans alone? Like, you have an army of the fucking dead is the name of the movie. Ooh, I'm getting mad.
I think a better title for a Scuffle of the Dead.
Scuffle of the Barely Animated Dead, yeah.
The computer-generated effects and the makeup was astonishing.
It looks amazing. Like, Zach's, I don't know, like, who to...
You could... I think you could basically probably describe the movie as a polished turd.
Yeah, it's like a really shiny piece of shit, yeah.
Shiny piece of shit. It's
perfect.
Holy
perfect.
Shit.
yeah, Zach shouldn't be writing. This would have been a better film, all right? If the heist, because if you want to go the whole heist tone and the whole heist thing, make it a heist. Do the heist. Like, make that the movie is the heist, or at least most of the film.
Make your $200 million matter in the end.
Yeah, well, exactly. Even that, like, was just pointless. And so the whole heist was pointless. So going there was pointless.
It was a setup for another movie to get the zombies out of Las Vegas and into New Mexico.
Yeah, except they didn't even do that. Well, okay, you did at the end.
Fenderoid at the end. Guy. That's what I mean, setting up a sequel.
Look, this is my last thing I'm going to say, because this piece of shit really angers me. If the movie was them getting the Queen's head, it was a heist type film, if the heist was to go and get the Queen's head from the base of the zombies, the castle, wherever they live. So that's like the heist element, and you could have that be half the film. The other half of the film could be after they come back with the prize that they got from the heist, the zombies get angry, obviously, and they actually become an army, like they militarize, and they have like different generals commanding different forces. And then they fight the humans as revenge. Like, they try and get out of the exclusion zone of Vegas or whatever you'd call it. And that's the film. It's like, you know, you've two different types of films, but you've set up sequels and all this stuff. Instead of just go get money, actually, it was pointless to get money. Yeah. You could have just got the head that you had at the fucking start of the movie.
Yeah. Counter.
I'm done.
Breathe.
I'm done.
Breathe.
The only saving grace is this cost $90 million, and it looks like it cost, you know, $150 million.
Is there anything positive you can say about this movie?
Yeah, well, he did so well with his budget. Like, it looks amazing for what he had. Like, $90 million compared to most blockbusters today is nothing. And, you know, it looks really good. Take Notaro was really good.
Dave Bautista is pretty hit or miss in most scenes.
Yeah,
he did some good work.
But yeah, especially
it was discussed by Honest Trailers on YouTube as well. Dave Bautista, sometimes when he's trying to act like he's crying, he just looks like he has to sneeze really bad.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yes. I think you don't agree with me on this, but I think that Ella Purnell, who plays Kate, I think she has a pretty interesting character. Ella Purnell's final scene with Dave Bautista in the movie is a pretty emotional one. The acting is pretty good in that scenario. It's just, there's not really much reason to it.
So why was she there? Because she didn't actually add anything to the narrative whatsoever.
Not really. No, but what
nothing at all.
But can you say it about any of the characters?
I can say at least without that element of her trying to save her friend, it would have been a different movie because it would have been mostly the heist, which is what everyone wanted, was a heist zombie movie. Whereas because she was in the mix, it became more of a survival, like, protect your kid movie, rather than a heisty, you know, quippy type film. It's not a heist movie, it's not a zombie movie, it's not my either moment. One.
I think it's pretty well to summarize it with what we said on the Instagram. What you say, you gave it a 4, because...
It's just bad.
Mm-hmm. And I think I gave it a 5.7 or a 5.8. It's not really good, but just... I know, there are some fun moments, and the visual storytelling made it an enjoyable watch.
Yeah, agree to disagree, but mostly disagree.
Love you.
Love you too.
Okay, on to the next segment, which you have the Friends reunion.
Friends reunion, yes. We can talk about something happier and less much of a failure.
So no one told you life was gonna be this way.
Beautiful. I never watched Friends, like I said. But, well, I watched like maybe 10 episodes of the
course of my life. And you call yourself a millennial.
Yeah, you know. I don't know why I wasn't interested in it, because they show some clips in this reunion, mm-hmm. and it looked really good. It looked really funny.
To be fair, I never finished Friends. I'm still in season 3. Yeah. Like, I think around season 3, episode 10.
Mm-hmm.
But I did watch a reunion episode, and it still has something so very special about it.
Yeah.
Because I know how the show ends, and where you see all the characters. Mm-hmm. And then you see them all get back together on the set after, how long ago is that? 17 years?
Yeah, almost as long as I've been alive. It's not really. It's a few years, more than that.
It would count for me. It's only plus 4 years then.
Hey, don't age shame me, okay? Jesus Christ. Have you seen that scene in The Other Guys where they like aim for the bushes and they just jump off the roof?
No.
I will be pulling you off the roof with me.
Fuck. But yeah, back to the reunion special.
Yeah.
Your thoughts. Go.
James Corden is horrible. He's a nightmare. He's like watching my demon come and chase me and with his maroon suit and his terrible accent. Don't like him. Don't like him at all. He just ruined most of the... I still like the special, but he almost ruined it for me.
I don't know what it is with James Corden. Like, he hasn't done anything wrong in particular, but I also don't really like him. Also because, you know, the carpool karaoke, I just don't like it.
Yeah.
It's just annoying for me.
Yeah,
he's in almost everything now. And it's just, maybe because it was because just of the emoji everywhere. Movie. Maybe because of the emoji movie.
Maybe. I think also he's like Ellen, you know.
He's an Ellen
revealed.
Type.
He's an Ellen type, and because she's been revealed as like...
Oh, like that, yeah.
Maybe he's got more roles and stuff.
He's not always as happy.
He's not always as happy. He
looks like a guy I might even be able to... I would think I would have a drink with him.
Yeah.
But after the evening, I'll be tired from his optimism, maybe.
You're just like, oh, I'm so sick of this guy.
I'd just be tired.
I've heard that he's not a nice person on set. Like, with his people below him, anyway. If it's like a celebrity who's come on as a guest, he'll be like, oh, you know, like Jimmy Fallon, like just so enthusiastic, like over-enthusiastic. But with like people who work for him, he's apparently an asshole. But that's just conjecture. That's just what I've heard. It might not be true. Allegedly.
British people, am I right?
But honestly, you're kind of right, yeah. But he didn't ruin it. He didn't ruin it. But it's just...
James Corden is one of the things that irked me a little bit.
Yeah.
But just the chemistry of all the casts.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. There's sections... It's split up into like three sections, right?
Yeah.
So it's the live audience with James Corden asking them questions. It's... just the cast in the old, room.
Set.
Yeah. Being asked questions by David Schwimmer. Mm-hmm. And the third one is just like old clips and you know, celebrities commenting on how much they loved the show. But the second one, which is David Schwimmer asking the questions, that was perfect. That was like actually, you know, the chemistry shines through of everyone. You can see why they're actually so like loved by people. And it's because there's not this weird English guy, like, just asking awkward questions at them. Like, it's just them talking. And yeah, like, it was just a much better section compared to that. I just hate James Corden. I hate him. Don't like him.
What about Justin Bieber in a potato suit?
He was fine. Like, he was just milking it, as you do. That whole catwalk thing was so weird. Like, it was so awkward and weird. Okay.
I thought it was pretty fun with all iconic, quote-unquote, clothing from in the set. It was pretty funny just to see.
It was a great idea, but I just think it was so awkward, like, because they didn't know how to react. The cast, they were just like, what is this? Like,
cheering and stuff. Joey showed up wearing all Chandler's clothing.
That was funny. Joey, by the way, is a badass. Like, Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah, Matt LeBlanc is just great, just in those clothing.
But the fact that he bloody dislocated his shoulder on set and then just, like, walked off and popped it in. I don't know if that was real. Like, I don't know if they were fucking with me or what.
I don't think so, no, because he actually said it. You just hear, like, in the background, you're like, ah!
Exactly, but it's like, that is insane to have captured on camera. Like, holy shit.
Well, it wasn't really captured on camera. It was captured on microphone.
Well, okay, even better. Like, well, you know, I didn't want to see it.
Nitpicking.
But yeah.
Definitely. Just also because I was sitting in front of the fountain. Just... because it's from the iconic introduction. Now you have the fountain. It was a pretty fun location. But yeah, James Corden...
ruins everything.
He didn't ruin it. He just made it like, eh.
He lessened it.
I watched a reunion with my roommates, one of whom is a really big Friends fan.
Oh, yeah.
So she laughed about almost everything.
Nice.
They were just cheering with gin and tonics on the side.
Yeah, yeah.
How white can you get, basically? Just having gin and tonics, watching your Friends reunion with your roommates.
So she enjoyed it, though.
Yeah, she really did. And I did as well, even though I only have, like, at least two seasons and a few episodes of quote-unquote experience in it.
Yeah.
But we can always do a Friends episode in the future once we see some more, because I mean, it's at the Lustrum as well, from my association we had back in February.
Mm-hmm.
We had some teachers over.
Yeah.
And we asked them about their favorite Netflix shows as well. And a lot of them mentioned Friends.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
And from all the younger students who hadn't all really seen Friends, it was really like, even though it's still really popular, it's a big generation gap, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why they had a bunch of the celebrities that they brought on, like Justin Bieber and Cara Delevingne, just to get that, you know, younger.
Just to get the young ones in.
Demographic, interested in Friends again.
But, yeah, we can make a Friends episode maybe in the near future. Shut!
Don't tell the dogs to shut up, that's so rude! You do you, doggies! No, please shut up, though. We are recording.
So yeah, we can make a Friends episode later on in the future when we've seen a bit more of the show.
Yeah, for sure.
There's enough material for it. Maybe my roommate would be glad to join.
Nice.
It
was a professional opinion.
Yeah. A friend or someone with a doctorate in the law of Friends, maybe.
A friend's friend, would you call that? A friend of friends?
I will murder you. But yeah, if you like hearing more or talk more about...
Good one.
Thank you. If you would like to hear us more talk about Friends, please sure to hit us up. Tell us either, mostly on Instagram right now. We have an email, but that would be too professional, innit?
Yeah, just contact. Instagram is in it. Just DM us in it. I'm just saying in it because you said it.
Say in it one more time. I'll put my foot on your ass.
I'll save it for later. yeah, last thing though, it's a little strange watching people like celebrities in such a way after this year, because I don't think I've seen, you know, many like interview, like live physical interviews and all this stuff. And it's almost like at parts they didn't know how to like react or anything. It was like just slightly awkward. It's like people watching, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like weird reactions.
Last year we had Nature is Healing. Now we have Hollywood is Healing.
Oh God, jeez, don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. I can't wait for all the pandemic movies, by the way.
Oh God, no.
Oh no.
What? You're a pretty big fan. What's the Bo Burnham one?
Pandemic one. Yeah, let's talk about that for a second.
I haven't seen it. We'll do that later.
Oh, damn it. Watch it inside and we're going to talk about it soon.
Okay. Right now, final discussion point. Loki is on its way.
Yep. Excited. Don't know what to think. Don't know what to expect, really, because it's like time travel and
time variance authority. We're going to have Owen Wilson.
What's the thing after Loki? Is it Black Widow? Oh, shit.
Yeah, no, Black Widow. Black Widow is releasing on 9th of July, and then Shang-Chi is releasing on September 3rd.
All right, so will Loki be finished by Black Widow's release date?
No, because it releases in June, and this is six episodes, so six
only
weeks.
Only six?
Yes,
only six. Oh, what? I thought it would be like 10 or something at least.
Mm-mm. Six, but there might be more options for later, who knows.
Yeah.
Final expectations, what would you say?
I expect it's going to be better than Falcon and Winter Soldier and better than WandaVision, to be honest. But that's because
I was waiting for. Like, if you're saying it's better than Falcon and the Winter Soldier, it's not sure if it will surpass WandaVision.
Yeah. No, I think it will, just because A, I love Loki. B, it seems a way more like cosmic story than the other two, and less about like the character's like sort of mental state at the time, and more about like, you know, huge events going down.
Even more out of the MCU mold, basically.
Yeah, and I love the spacey side of the MCU, so that's my shit.
Yeah, I agree with that. We saw some clips, some final trailers, Loki quipping, that's always fun. We had a video with Miss Minutes, the little red clock.
Oh, yeah.
Where, like, just one guy who refuses to show his tickets that gets disintegrated.
Oh, no. I haven't watched the new... they released a few over the last few days, right?
Yeah, they have.
I haven't actually watched that.
There's one with it's called Chance, I guess, or Chaos. Either one or two, both fit to Loki. Sure. It's just the TVA and Mobius just being done with Loki shit.
Okay,
which is pretty...
Mobius is played by Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Ah, nice. Yeah. Yeah, honestly, like I said, I don't know what to expect. I'm happy that I'm going in more blind, though, to be fair.
Yeah,
because I kind of knew some stuff about WandaVision before I watched it.
I saw a few trailers, but nothing much besides that. Yeah. Can't say I'm very hyped.
Yeah.
Have to say, I don't know if I'm as hyped for Loki as I was for WandaVision.
Yeah.
I mean, because it was the first MCU project in Phase 4.
Phase 4.
And because, well, we know why Loki is alive, and we don't know why Vision was alive in WandaVision.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes.
And it's the first introduction to the multiverse, right? Like the first, like, direct...
That's
like,
what they said numerous times. We were expecting that from WandaVision as
WandaVision,
well.
WandaVision, kind of expecting it from other things.
Loki, we're thinking maybe No Way Home from Spider-Man. We'll see.
Yeah. And, yeah, like I said, it's going to be good. It's Disney, it's Marvel...
Tom Hiddleston.
They've been on a pretty damn good track record recently. True. So
what have we? Faith. Yeah, what have we got for upcoming projects? We've got The Conjuring number 3.
Yes, it's... we're gonna go to cinemas for that. Actually,
yes,
for the first time in I think over a year now.
The last movie I saw in cinemas was Tenet back in September.
Oh, I wish I would see that.
At least been half a year.
Could you hear anything?
What do you mean?
Because there was a whole thing about the audio being poorly balanced.
Oh, no, it was great. Like, you heard a bass sound everywhere. It just vibrated through your body.
Nice.
That was pretty fun.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Can't wait.
Conjuring video.
Although I'm not good with horror movies in the cinema. Like, they kind of screw me up.
Pussy.
Hey, look, I don't know what to tell you, man. There was monsters under my bed as a kid.
That should be your reflection. I don't know. Don't you have, like, a mirror there somewhere?
On the floor? No.
Yeah.
For what? To see up my skirt?
Yeah.
No. But yeah, we'll see how it is. I can't wait to go to the cinema. Oh my god.
Yeah, Conjuring video. It was also the most voted by our audience of people who would watch it.
Oh, nuts.
Was the only one with a 100% I will watch.
Oh,
so,
shit.
Lovely listeners, this one's for you.
Yes.
And for us, but let's say for you now as well.
Yeah, it's got good talk about it as well. People are saying it's pretty good, so
yeah.
I'm excited.
We've got, for the sound horrors in our audience, we got an episode about soundtracks in the works as well.
Yes.
We're going to have a guest over. It will remain a mystery who that is, but you'll find out soon enough.
It's probably the biggest thing we've ever done.
We have 2 episodes.
Shut up, man. You're supposed to take it and just be like, yeah, it is the biggest thing we've
ever
done.
It'll be a
massive event.
It'll be our first episode with a guest.
Yes, and that should be fun. This has been the week of June 5th. What day is it?
Oh, damn, it's Saturday. Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit, yeah, of course.
Right. Time is a construct.
Honestly, I thought it was like Monday or some shit. I was like, no, fuck, that's not right.
No, time is a construct.
Time is a construct, yeah.
So let's fast forward to the next episode, shall we?
Yeah, let's do that.
See you then, guys.
Peace.